Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm night across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers some relief. Perfect weather for a night stroll or gathering. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, Syria has started destroying Assad-era chemical weapon materials. This comes as the Chemical Weapons Watchdog confirms 42 aerial bombs destroyed. It's the first for Syria since 2014. Also from Israel Hayom, Prime Minister Netanyahu claims the Iranian regime is fighting for its life. He believes it can be overthrown soon, describing it as weaker than ever. Also this hour, Ynet reports a new timeline from Netanyahu's office regarding the October 7th events. It reveals a delay in communicating with the IDF chief and sealing the border. Separately, JNS highlights an analysis of the Department of Homeland Security. It focuses on Iran's asymmetric war and potential threats to the American homeland. And finally, the Jerusalem Post explores how Eisenkot plans to contain Iran. His strategies involve the Lebanese and Gazan arenas and cracking down on extremist violence. From X, the latest. OSINT 613 reports that the Iranian Foreign Ministry criticizes U.S. sanctions. They argue these sanctions threaten international law and accuse the U.S. of lawlessness. Aaron David Miller shared insights on X about the arrogance often seen in great powers. He references their tendency to overestimate their capacity and underestimate adversaries, citing Russia and Ukraine as examples. Gideon Sar announced the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the Gaza Support Center in Kiryat Gat. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade from certain Israeli territories. Now for more on those stories, starting with Syria's chemical weapons destruction. According to the Times of Israel, the move marks a significant step since 2014. The U.S. is urging Syria to maintain momentum, while Russia and China comment cautiously. This development could ease regional tensions if Syria continues cooperating. Turning to Iran, earlier today, Netanyahu declared the Iranian regime is on the brink of collapse. Israel Hayom reports he made these remarks during a toast with the General Staff Forum. If true, this could significantly alter the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals discrepancies in Netanyahu's October 7th timeline. The Prime Minister's office indicates a delayed response in sealing the border. This inconsistency raises questions about decision-making processes during crises. In a related development, JNS delves into the Department of Homeland Security's concerns. They're focusing on Iran's tactics targeting the U.S. homeland. This highlights the ongoing global implications of Iran's strategies. And finally, the Jerusalem Post sheds light on Eisenkot's plans against Iran. His proposals involve strategic measures in Lebanon and Gaza. If implemented, these could reshape Israel's defense posture in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that ServiceNow has acquired Israeli AI startup Sweep. The deal, worth hundreds of millions, expands ServiceNow's AI capabilities. This acquisition underscores Israel's growing influence in the tech sector. Separately, Ynet Business notes an algae crisis has driven up costs for desalinated water in Israel. The water authority is now paying 50% more to ensure supply, exposing vulnerabilities in water management. And finally, Walla Business announces a reduction in fuel prices set for Sunday night. The finance ministry plans to cut the excise tax on gasoline, which will bring some relief to consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.